Hello guys, welcome to episode 6 of Discussions with Brandon and Nicole. My name is Brandon and I'll be joined by my co-host Nicole.
Hello there.
So today in episode 6, we are going to be talking about our thoughts on Reylo.
Yes, one of the most controversial topics ever.
So I just have some, like, I came up, like, with a little bit of questions or a couple, maybe one or two questions.
Okay, sure.
That we can, like, answer. So first off. Good. Do you think Reylo was natural? So, like, do you think that, like, they were meant to be almost?
Yes and no. So it's not really okay, a good answer. So, you want me to explain?
Yeah, please explain. Okay.
So, yes, I think that they were supposed to be together from the start. Because I just got that vibe from them. So, to answer your question, kind of, yes. But at the same time, I also got a vibe that she and Poe were going to be a thing, so I don't know. But I'm not complaining, though.
Or Finn. I mean, there's so many different, like, relationship thoughts.
I don't know. Or it's rumors. It's kind of strange. I feel like Finn wanted to be with Rey, but at the same time, I feel like Rey didn't think the same thing about him, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. That's just my that's my thought on it.
So here's my opinion. I feel like, I don't know, because this is such a controversial topic to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like if I say something wrong, people are going to be mad at me. But it's, my thought
we've
is...
We've already had plenty of moments for that,
Brandon. Oh, yeah. So basically, they have chemistry, obviously, shown. Mm-hmm. Like, they both love each other. But, like, I don't think... I just don't think it was, like... Just really, like, a... No, I don't think they're meant to be. Is
just,
what I'm trying to say.
I don't
say.
Think that... No, I just... I don't... No.
So, no, I don't think that they're meant to be because, basically, like, okay. Like, it's just, like, it feels, like, rushed. Like, maybe if their relationship was just, like... Like, literally, they were, like, enemies 2 minutes before and then he saved her. Like, what the heck? Like, literally, like, I don't understand it. So, that's my thought, if that's an answer.
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of feel like they were meant to be together just because of the whole dyad thing. And I just, there's just something about their connection in The Last Jedi that I absolutely love. But also, I get what you're saying. At the end of The Rise of Skywalker, the part where he saved her didn't fully make sense to me because... Why did he disappear so early and she didn't? That part was kind of confusing to me.
Yeah.
But I don't know, there's a bunch of theories going around, too, that, like, Rey is pregnant now.
There's just a lightning that struck. Anyway, sorry.
Really? I was saying that, what was I saying? Oh, there's a theory out there that Rey is actually pregnant now and that her kids will be the next part of the series. Because... They were saying that specifically where Kylo put his life into her, that it was, like, toward her stomach. So, they're thinking that Rey is now pregnant with Kylo's kids.
Wait, why do I actually like that theory?
I don't know, because you don't like Reylo, so...
Okay, well, I would like a continuation of the Star Wars series. Saga,
oh, there's for sure going to be a continuation. With Disney?
Yeah.
Come on.
I mean, in the last episode, we talked about, like, the Obi-Wan series a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, I mentioned it. So, here's my thought. The Last Jedi and their whole, like, Force FaceTime is what I'm calling it.
Okay.
Like, they were FaceTiming through the Force. Like, what? Like, I just didn't really understand, like, the significance of that. Whether if it was to show that they were both strong in the Force. Or something. I didn't really understand the significance of it.
So basically, the significance of it is that they're a dyad. So basically, I mean, it literally says it, like, in the movie, but, like, the two that are one. So basically, that's how they can, like, read each other's thoughts, is because they are... It's almost as if it's, like, one human that was separated into two parts. So they have, like, the same mind, and they can connect that way. But, like, the other people can't sense it. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of what it is. That's what I got from it. But...
Okay.
I don't know.
Well...
It is a tad bit confusing. but
yeah. So
I
also,
don't know. I really liked it.
I mean, yes and no. Okay, so yes and no. Basically, okay, here's like another one of my thoughts. Like, I personally like, I don't really like, or I didn't really enjoy, or understand. I did understand. I don't really enjoy how they like connect, like the light and the dark side connected. Like, I feel like personally, I just like that they're separate. I don't really like that they're like merging into one.
I don't exactly know what you're saying.
Okay, so Rey is on the light side and Kylo's on the dark side, and so they're like getting married or whatever they're doing. I don't know. So I don't know. I just don't like that. But
oh, I think that's like just a part of like the theme throughout the movies, is that they're trying to show us that like the Force isn't necessarily light side or the dark side. It's just the Force, and so like the way that they connect through their dyad is just, it's just there. So it doesn't really matter what side they're on, I think, is what it's trying to say. But okay. I could be wrong. That's just my opinion. But
yeah,
I'm not sure.
I don't know. I mean, like, I mean, now that I think about it, maybe they were meant to be. I'm I'm really changing my mind.
Wow, I'm such a good convincer.
Yeah, because, like, things just happen to fall into place where they happen to be on Exegol in a war, and then she's about to die, and he saves her life, and then dies for her, and then they kiss or whatever they do. Like, I mean, and now she's pregnant or something. I mean, now that I think about it, it's kind of interesting just to think about.
And also, just, I keep bringing back up this topic over and over again, but you just can't deny the fact that Kylo Ren finished what Darth Vader started. With Rey. So,
yeah,
I just think it's
so
a great
I remember
way to tie
you
it all together.
Bringing that up. Tell me if I'm wrong, but isn't it like loving or saving the one that you love? Is that what he started and that's
so,
what
yeah,
he's
basically
finishing?
Darth Vader wanted to save Padme from death, but he couldn't do it because the only way that he like basically killed her himself. But Kylo did
nice job, Anakin.
But like the thing is that it reminds me of the Palpatine story. I can't remember exactly how it went, but like he could save others from death, but not himself. That part.
Yeah.
So I think that's literally exactly what happened, and that's why Anakin couldn't do it, but Kylo could, is because he loved her enough to give his
also, life. Also, side note, I apologize. It is currently thunderstorming right now, so if you hear lightning or thunder or rain, that's the reason why. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, so, Raylo, now that you've convinced me, I am on the side that they are meant to be. It didn't feel natural at first, but going deeper into thought about it, I think it's a little bit more natural.
And so I have another question for you. What's your opinion on if Rey and Poe had been a thing?
Right. So I feel like it would almost be like it would be resemblant. I don't know. It would like resemble Han and Leia in The Empire Strikes Back. That's just like that's what I immediately think about when it comes to Rey and Poe. Mm-hmm. Because they were, like, not nice to each other in the beginning of The Rise of Skywalker. They were, like, stubborn, I guess is the word, against each other. Mm-hmm. And so then, let's see. And then I wouldn't have been surprised. I would not have been surprised if they had gotten together.
Yeah.
Just as Han and Leia did.
That's exactly what I was thinking. And maybe that's the reason why they didn't go down that path. But I think it's just also a mix of everything else that we just already talked about with Raylo. So,
yeah.
There's actually, like, apparently there were rumors going around that, like, Finn and Poe were supposed to be a thing at one point.
So, I mean, I don't really understand that.
Like, I kind of get it, but, like, at the same time, it's not like we've seen them together a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, especially in The Last Jedi. Yeah, like, they weren't, like, together, like, in the movies.
Yeah, like, The Force Awakens was the only time, really.
And that's because, like, Finn rescues him.
Yeah, I actually...
Well,
Yeah, I actually thought that Poe and Rey were closer in their eyes of Skywalker than... Well, no, not necessarily. I was going to say that Poe and Rey were closer in the Rise of Skywalker than Finn and Poe. But I'm not sure. I felt a connection between Rey and Poe more in the Rise of Skywalker. Just because they had little moments.
I felt like it was a little bit more natural than Finn and Poe. Rey and Poe. Now, what do you think about Rey and Finn?
Ooh.
So, there was like a rumor that I heard that they were going to get together.
I don't know. It's really... I don't know. For some reason, I just can't really see it. I kind of just see them more as like a brother and sister kind of figure. But like...
Yeah.
I don't really know what it is. Like, if they had ended up together, I wouldn't care for it all that much. I would have been okay with it.
But I would be surprised.
Yeah.
I would have been okay with it, but I would also be surprised.
I mean, like, yeah, I would be okay with it, but like, I also just wouldn't really have cared all that much necessarily about it. It wouldn't make
Han and Leia's relationship was like significant, but it wouldn't make their relationship necessarily significant.
Yeah, exactly. I felt like it wouldn't. I don't know. I felt like it would have just been like the easiest thing for them to do was just to make them together. You know, there's no shock there.
But also, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
So. Yeah, I don't know. Those are some really good questions, though, and I'm glad that we talked about this. I'm glad I got you on Team Reylo.
Yeah.
So.
I know, so I know. I would
say this is a very successful episode, if I do say so myself.
It was. You did make me change sides in terms of Reylo.
Yes.
But,
Yeah, I can't really think of anything else to say other than that.
Yeah, so just as a reminder, we have changed our upload schedule. We're uploading every other day. So this episode is going up on...
Monday?
What day? Monday, maybe? Let's see.
I believe so. Monday?
Yes, so it's going up on Monday. So the next episode will be up on Wednesday. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And if you're bored, you can always go back and listen to our previous episodes. If you want to, you can support us. The link will be in the show notes as well. Thank you to our sponsors.
Stay safe.
Who sponsored this episode. And yes, Nicole always says it with me because I always say it. Make sure to stay safe and have a great day. All right. We'll see you guys in the next episode. Goodbye.
Bye.